Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special. It's Kenyon Green, offensive guard, Texas A&M. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And you know what free agency starts today in the National Football League? Joining me, as he's been doing for the last 3 months, under tremendous appreciation from the bottom of my heart, Vincent Turner, we got the number one scout. And when I say he's special, I've learned a lot about him. Remember, this young man didn't come in and being a scout and doing this with a lot of accolades. He wasn't a former player. He wasn't a former GM. He was just a fan following this team who happened to be the Washington, I'm going to say their name lately, from the past, the Redskins. And something, as I read his book, Whatever It Takes, I read a couple of chapters last week just to go back over the book. And sometimes you have to take steps back to understand people's plights in this world and how they follow their dreams. One thing, this young man, his first job was the New York Jets. And he came under the two of the greatest coaches in this National Football League game, Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. Then the people right now that will vouch for him, Tony Dungy, Mark Trestman, Lionel Vitale, the great Charlie Brown, South Carolina State, and the great Dexter Manley, who I saw play when I was a freshman back in 1978 at the University of Arkansas playing against Oklahoma State. Then I want to say something else I read in this book, that he has a saying, don't ever forget it, Yellow 30, yellow 30. Then his drive. He eats this. He breathes it. He lives it. And then the key words that I'm going to take to my grave as we before we go on and talk about Kenyon Green, the offensive lineman at Texas A&M. Whatever adversity you're facing, there's always hope. That's why you got to get his book and then read. I'm not going to tell anything else about it, but this young man has overcame a lot of serious things that I don't know if I could have really handled and continued my dream. And most of all, I know he's going to get a chuckle on this. To show you how special this guy is, me and him have never met personally. But it feels like I've been knowing him all my 61 years. Before we get started today, and I bring him up from Key West, Florida, I'm going to go on what he said today. Romans 10:9. Jesus shall believe in thy heart. God hath raised him from the dead that he shall be saved. My man coming from Key West, Florida this morning, as we're going to talk about Kenyon Green, offensive guard, Texas A&M. I know Mr. DK, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Mr. Turner, good morning. That was a very moving introduction. Thank you, sir. Very, very, very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, at the end of the day, I'll tell you like this. You need to get your flowers because you put in a lot of work, man. And you make me excited. You have changed me and how I feel about the draft, feel about how scouting players, just the whole 9 yards. You brought a lot of excitement and love out of my life. So, man, let's get going. Tell us about Mr. Green.
Absolutely. I will do that. Well, it's always a very special opportunity to work with you and be on this show. So thank you. Thank you for having me today. It's always, we've always had a good working relationship, and we both love the game. So let's get on with it. Put the ball on the tee, as you said. Kenyon Green, he's an offensive guard, number 55 there on your screen from Texas A&M. 6'4", 325. He's a big boy. And I watched him in three different games. I watched him. I'm always accountable to the film. Never one of these draft analysts that just copies everybody else and shoots from the hip. And I'm accountable. So everything I talk about, you can go back. All the evidence is pulled right off the game tape against Arkansas, LSU, and Auburn 2021. He plays in the trenches where the big boys play. He's a guard by trade, but one thing that stands out about him is his versatility, which we highlighted on the screen today, because he did play both guard spots, and he even filled in at left tackle against Arkansas and held his own there. This guy, let me kind of paint a picture. That's what scouting reports are. You're painting a picture with words. And this guy is like having a refrigerator full of bricks playing guard on your offensive line. He's big and he is sturdy. He's also extremely physically strong. I'm talking about brute, raw power. And it's all about effort with this guy. This guy plays whistle to whistle. I mean, this guy goes from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. I mean, I have not seen as mean and as aggressive guard come into this league since Quentin Nelson, who is now with the Indianapolis Colts. So let's break them down. First, we'll start with pass pro, pass protection. The positives, there are plenty. You are not bull rushing Kenyon Green. He has what I call in scouting an iron anchor. What does that mean? He's got powerful, strong legs, and he's able to hunker down against anyone who comes up against him straight up and tries to put him on skates and put him into the quarterback. This guy is not having it. This guy has an iron anchor. He uses his hands exceptionally well. He's able to lock up and stay with it at the point of attack. He's able to hold up, and he literally will. What I love about him, I mean, I'm old school. I mean, I like guys. I don't like these guys that play touch tag and flag football in the National Football League. This guy shoves defenders to the ground with authority, like he means it, with an exclamation point. He will also kick out. He'll help with the tackles. He'll shove people on the ground out there. He'll just run right out there and shove someone over. I'm talking about big guys. He'll just shove them to the ground like they're rag dolls. He's somebody who does very well on combo blocks. That's what I'm talking about. When the guard doesn't have a responsibility at that moment, he'll kick out and help with another block in progress. So he'll go look for someone to block. I mean, this guy loves to block. That's the bottom line. He's effective against X stunts. I'm not one of these analysts like the plethora on television to talk about these big terminologies without unpacking it. An X stunt is when defensive lineman will cross each other's face, and they'll basically, it looks like an X, and they'll try to confuse the blocking assignments on the offensive line by changing it up after the snapping, crossing each other over. This guy understands how to pick up those X stunts, which is also extremely important. Negatives when it comes to pass protection is Tony Brizzano, the book I learned, the scout on Secrets of NFL Scout. There are no 10s. Everyone has some negatives. This guy is a big, powerful brute mauler, as I've highlighted. And when you talk about those type of guys, you're not talking about ballerinas. This guy has okay feet, not great, but good enough. Teams like LSU were able to shoot the gap and create pressure with delayed linebacker blitzes through his inside gap to his inside shoulder by the center. If I'm a defensive coordinator in the National Football League and his rookie season, that's how I'm testing this guy, because there's no way you're going through him. You got to find a creative way to get through his gaps, and that's what LSU did. He can be vulnerable in the gaps, and really it's hit and miss with this guy in space. on screens. He's has a little bit of tightness to him. Again, he's a mauler. So you know, it's hit and miss when he's out there running around in space. As far as the running game, oh boy, the running game. This is his specialty. This is something where I had mostly all positives written down in my notes, which is rare, because I'm probably the hardest grader in America as far as these guys are concerned. And so, but it's almost all positives with this guy in the running game. This guy is a physical and nasty road grinder. He's powerful and strong. He does a phenomenal job getting defenders turned and opening up the lanes and controlling the blocks. He gets people out of the way. Once he gets his big mitts on a defender, forget about it, as they would say in New York. It's actually one word in New York, forget about it. I mean, this guy likes to punish people. He likes to pancake. He likes to finish the blocks and drive people to the ground. He also showed he can drive guys several yards off the line of scrimmage. He's one hell of a drive blocker, as any offensive line coach would say in the National Football League. And he's best. He excels in a limited area closest to the line of scrimmage. This guy does a phenomenal job. The negatives of run blocking, really, you know, it's not much to talk about. I mean, really, in space is a wild card. I mean, at the second level, when I say second level, I'm talking about where the linebackers reside. This guy, you know, pulling is hit and miss, as I talked about. The further you get him away from his position at the line of scrimmage where he lines up, the more iffy it becomes. This guy is not a pretty and a graceful athlete. He's a butt kicker that you can go to war with. That's who this guy is. Sustaining in space is not always a sure bet. When I talk about sustaining, I mean be able to control the blocks until the whistle blows. But rest assured, it's never due to a lack of effort, because this guy gives an effort all the time. This is the type of player who changes a culture. We hear this buzz phrase from different teams in the NFL. Well, Kenyon Green is a type of player who changes a culture. How does he do that? He changes the identity of an offense. This is the first guy you want coming off your bus at the games. He's an offensive player with a defensive mentality. First round, absolutely. He's on my board in the first round of my big board. A guard isn't the most sexy of positions to draft in the first round, but sexy doesn't sell in the trenches. And that's where the game is won or lost, in the trenches. And Kenyon Green is absolutely going to be a great one for a lot of years to come in the National Football League. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner?
Well, when I think about Mr. Green, two words come to my mind: nasty, mean. I'm bad. As you said, Mr. Daniel Kelly, the versatility of this young man. 6'4", 325 pounds, and started at four different positions with 35 starts in the greatest conference right now in college football, the SEC, where the national championship was formed at the University of Georgia this year. First team All-American, back-to-back years. But the thing I like about him more, old school NFL, Tom Mack, Rams, Gene Hickerson, the Cleveland Browns that blocked for Jim Brown, Larry Little, Benoon Cookman, the Miami Dolphins, Russ Grimm, part of the Hawks, Washington Redskins, Randy Cross, San Francisco 49ers, the great Larry Allen, who was nasty. This young man has got some Larry Allen spirit in him.
I agree.
Gene Upshaw. Excuse me. When he was with the Raiders playing alongside Art Shell. Walt Sweeney with the great San Diego Chargers. And Will Shears. Will Shears. Who played in Nebraska, who played with Kansas City. Boy, was he a nasty football player. And then you got to think about someone, Mr. Kenyon Green. See, it's something people don't understand when you play football at Texas A&M. There was a young man who took that job because before he came famous at the University of Alabama. And back in 1955, he kind of left a mentality at Texas A&M. His name was Paul Bear Bryant. And that 1955 team, he brought about 70 players to camp. Half of them ran off. And they earned a nickname, the Junction Boys. And the Junction Boys were made up of three things: nasty, mean, and can I go to the limit? Gene Stallings, Charlie Kruger, Jim Staley, Lloyd Hall, John David Crow, and Jack Pardee. You should know about him, Daniel. Absolutely. So my thing is, this kid is a football player, and he's moving up the draft boards, and there's nothing special about him. He's going to come bring his lunch pail every day, and he's going to eat. Final words about Mr. Green, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Absolutely, Mr. Turner. That is some good insights and good information you just shared with us all. I mean, Kenyon Green, I mean, you know, it's a thing as fans. I'm guilty of it too, because I'm a fan at heart, as you mentioned at the top of the show. That's how it all started for me back when I was 8 years old watching. And, you know, a lot of times as fans, we follow the ball and we don't pay a whole lot of attention to the offensive linemen, the centers, the guards. Sure, the tackles get a little bit more publicity because, you know, they're on the outskirts playing against the premier pass rushers. But I tell you what, this guy is fun to watch at offensive guard. To put on the tape, this is a guy that John Madden, God rest his soul, would have loved watching play football, because this guy plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. Because he's physical and aggressive, and as you pointed out, Mr. Turner, he is downright nasty. This is the type of guy, as I alluded to, that changes the culture. And really, when you're talking about first rounders, nobody makes my board, my big board in the first round, unless they're a difference maker, unless they're dynamic, unless they bring something special to the table. As you pointed to, Lionel Vitale, you talked about the end of the show, the top of the show. He taught me years ago, Danny, stick with the dynamic one. There's got to be something different and special about someone to make my first round board. And Kenyon Green has that something special. You bring this young man in, you put him at guard. He's somebody that you mentioned and I saw in film that has the versatility in an emergency situation. You can slide him out the left tackle. Listen, with his feet and some of the issues I saw with him pulling and trying to get out in space and blocking screens, I'm like, yeah, I wonder how he'll be, his feet, when they moved him to left tackle. Listen, against Arkansas, he held his own at left tackle in an emergency situation. Yeah, he was running and chasing people sometimes, like we did back in the playground back in school, but he got after it. He was able to win and do the job that needed to be done because of his effort. When you combine effort, I mean, that's something that's so overlooked in the National Football League. One of the primary critical factors of scouting, Bill Parcells taught me, is football important to this guy? And the answer with Kenyon Green is yes. This guy plays like he loves the game, and it shows. I can't tell you how many multimillionaires there are in the NFL who don't play the game like football is important to them. This guy is special because he plays like it's important to him. He finishes block. It's a thing of poetry. It's a thing of beauty watching him drive defenders into the ground. If I'm a general manager of a National Football League team, this is the type of offensive lineman I want. I want guys that finish the blocks, and that's Kenyon Green. Am I excited? Do I have conviction about this guy? If I was in a war room, would I stand on the table for this guy? Yes, I would. He's going to be a great one in the National Football League.
I got two final words today. Number one, the first final word is going to be respect to the former Washington Redskins. Hail to the Redskins.
Redskins.
Hail victory.
Praise on the warpath. Fight for all DC.
Mr. Green is that type of player that's go back in the 80s that has that nastiness about him, like Dexter Manley, Charles Mann, the Hogs, Joe Jacoby. Russ Graham, Joy Stock, and Mark May. And my final words about Mr. Green. See, it's nothing that we talk about players. We talk about very simple A, B, and C. This young man is a football player, and he's a bad football player. He's nasty. He's like that series that's right now on Stars called Power, invented by Mr. 50 Cent. It's all about power. Well, with him playing on the line of scrimmage, it's about power. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. When I think about Kenyon Green, where the south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you just better beware of that man by the name of Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. This young man is going to be a bad, bad man in the National Football League playing on somebody's offensive line.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Landers.
And to my man, coming to us live always, every Wednesday morning from Key West, Florida, one of the greatest vacation spots in the world. I know him as DK, Mr. Daniel Kelly, and I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed for the rest of the week.
God bless you. And remember that Romans 10:9.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.